You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, August 18th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. GOP debate coming up. Questions for Maui. 30-year interest rates highest in 21 years. And SoCal braces for a potential hurricane. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the first GOP primary debate coming up this Wednesday night. In order to get on the stage, you need 1% in a couple different polls, 1% support. You need 40,000 donors, and you have to sign a pledge committing to support the ultimate GOP nominee. Trump has not done that last thing. The debate goers right now are Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, Doug Burgum, and Mike Pence. There's been a rumor that if Trump does not go to the debate, we'll offer some counter-programming instead. Trump also has to show up in Georgia to be arraigned anytime before Friday. More questions about the sirens in Maui that were never used. The state has 400 emergency sirens across the state. It's the largest integrated emergency siren network in the world. And it alerts residents to tsunamis and wildfires. There's 80 of these sirens in Maui and in the area around Lahaina. They were not used on August 8th. Authorities say the sirens were not used because they were broken. Some say they weren't activated. And some were worried that it would send people into higher ground, thinking people think it was a tsunami and they'd go higher ground, but that's where the fires actually were. There was a thought to use the mobile phone alert, but if you remember back in 2018, residents of Hawaii got an alert on their phone, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii, seek immediate shelter, this is not a drill. So they don't have a great record with that. 30-year fixed rates went up to 7.09%, the highest they've been in 21 years. When the Fed started raising rates, the 30-year average was 4.45%. In 1995, the interest rates were 7.8%, a bit higher than they are now, but the average house was $150,000. Today, the average house is $420,000. That's a difference in payment of $700 to $2,000. Back in 1995, your house was about 31% of your income. Today, with average income and average house, it's 49% of one's income. The central bank is going to potentially raise rates again in the middle of next month. Southern California on high alert. Hurricane Hillary, Category 2 on Thursday. It's going to hit the coast of Mexico, work its way up to Southern California. San Diego, the southernmost city in California, has only had one hurricane in recent memory back in 1858. I'm Mike Slater for the podcast Politics by Faith. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, the most important aspect of the Trump charges is the political component. It is obvious that the U.S. Justice Department is anxious to try the former president and not anxious to see Hunter Biden in federal court. That's a fact and has nothing to do with the guilt or innocence of either man. It has everything to do with using political power to destroy opposition or protect those on your side. The first Supreme Court Justice, John Marshall, understood that, which is why he engineered the acquittal of Aaron Burr on charges of treason. In 1806, President Thomas Jefferson publicly accused his former vice president, Burr, of treason. Jefferson tried to use his vast power to destroy Burr, who might have actually been guilty of treason. But John Marshall, who presided over the federal trial in Virginia, realized that if Jefferson prevailed, powerful politicians could use the justice system to neutralize opponents. And that is exactly what is happening today with Donald Trump. The charges against him may have some validity, but the overall strategy is to get him out of the political arena. Thus, I am predicting today's Supreme Court will eventually have to get involved with all this. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Joseph Severino, Bronx, New York. I agree with today's column about Donald Trump hurting the Republicans and himself by not sending the classified documents back. But you have to understand the Democrats would have come up with something else. It doesn't matter. You do the right thing. Just do the right thing. Yeah, all right. They come up with something else, but it's not Mar-a-Lago. Sharon, we can only hope President Trump has documented every detail about the Mar-a-Lago documents and it will be clear he did nothing wrong. Well, maybe we'll find out a little bit on the Monday, but I think on Monday he's going to do the Georgia thing. But I gave you the timeline, and the timeline is where we are now. But obviously in discovery, other information will come forth. Paul, President Trump says he was working with the National Archives at the time of the raid. I gave you the timeline, Paul. Okay, you make your own decision. Carol, I had multiple attorneys inform me that very few attorneys, good or bad, will work for Trump because they may be blackballed. It's true. Absolutely true. Not easy for him to get attorneys for him. Lisa Rosati, Montreal, Canada. If the indictments were posted on a court's website in Georgia before the grand jury voted, would the case be dismissed? You'd have to investigate that. It should be investigated. But everybody knows the fix was in Fulton County. They don't think anybody that doesn't know that. Every Canadian, Lisa, like you, knows. Bill, why do you always say Bobby Kennedy Jr. has no chance of winning? Because he has no chance of winning. The odds are 11% that he will be the next president, the Vegas odds. And if you go to London, you can actually put money on it. It's illegal here in the United States. He just doesn't have a constituency. The Democrats don't like him. Most Republicans don't like him. The anti-vaxxers like him. But that's not enough. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Earlier this year, a whistleblower revealed the existence of a secret FBI memo. The document warned of a growing extremist threat inside the USA, the Catholic Church. Here is the story. In January of this year, the FBI dispatched an email from Richmond, Virginia, titled, quote, "Interest of racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists in radical traditionalist Catholic ideology." That's some memo title. The document claims white supremacists have infiltrated traditional Catholic churches and are recruiting devout Christians to perpetuate acts of violence against minorities. The memo defines radical Catholics as those who attend Latin Mass. To counter the threat, the FBI recommended the surveillance of Catholics who criticize Pope Francis or who publish anti-abortion material on social media. At least one undercover FBI agent was dispatched to spy on churches in Northern Virginia. A few days after the memo leaked to the press, the Justice Department scrubbed the document from its database. Now, last month, members of the House of Representatives questioned FBI Chief Christopher Wray about targeting Catholic Americans.
There's a lot, over 60 million. What percentage of those are radical traditional Catholics, according to the Richmond field office of the FBI?
Again, that product is not something that I will defend or excuse. It's something that I thought was appalling and removed it.
To date, no one has been held accountable by Director Wray. Are you surprised? And here's something else you might not know. Contrary to the evidence, Attorney General Merrick Garland flat out denies the FBI targeted any Catholics. Said the AG, quote, "My Justice Department does not do investigations based on religion. I don't believe we have any informants aimed at these churches. We have a rule against investigations based on religion that would violate the First Amendment," unquote. But the FBI memo directly counters Merrick Garland. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.